Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 22nd of August. I've had one of my mates asked me to fix his computer. Just one of them things you think, oh yeah, it'll be a simple job. I've been on it for about a day and a half, but I've got it now. I've fixed it. He's a Chelsea fan. Mad Chelsea fan. So I have changed all his screensavers and backgrounds and everything to Spurs stuff. He's going to flip his lid when he turns it on, and he's not even tech savvy enough to be able to change them back. So I'm not going to tell him how to do it. We'll just leave him on there for a while. I'm just looking at it now, the old screensaver, the Spurs screensaver coming up. Right, where are we? We've got a lot on today, so be quick. I won't be about much when I'm helping sort my son out, but we've got 40 odd games on the FDD coupons as well, which I'm running the roost over in numerous models. Got some stuff to come out of that, hopefully. I've done the 10 o'clock game. I will be laying the draw at Shimizu, if you're listening to this now. It's gone 1-2. Apologies, I won't be doing that. I didn't see it gone 1-2. I thought it was 1-1. But they've scored in the last minute of injury time in the half time, so I won't be doing that at all. Okay, ignore that. I didn't see that they'd scored. Ultimate last night. Thank you guys for who attended. I hope you found it useful. In particular, the staking and bank growth sort of compounding, and in the actual data analysis stuff I said on that. As I say, we'll do some more on the specific sheets, but I will post the link for you guys for that in the members area on Monday. I don't know what it was in the end. It ended up being about 50 minutes, didn't it? But, hopefully, as I say, certainly people who've got in touch with me, I think, found it useful. And obviously, once you've got the video, it's there that you can keep referring back to it. So I hope that's okay. We had a couple of winners yesterday, didn't we? Both teams to score on the late, goal? The late Polish goal. Today, what have I got for you today? I have got a first half goal at 8 o'clock tonight in France. Lille versus Rennes. A first half goal at Lille versus Rennes. Also fancy that game as a lay the draw game. I know it's the first game of the season, but fancy that as a lay the draw game. So Lille versus Rennes. And I'm just opening up another sheet. My old favourite, bear with me. Where are we here? Let's go to that one. No, that one. And at Russia, CSKA Moscow versus Rubin Kazan. If there hasn't been a goal in the second half by the 70th minute, drip laying a second half goal at CSKA Moscow versus Rubin Kazan. I'm going to have a look at how I do the selections on here. I'm going to try and formalise it a little bit more. You've seen I've started, I did start some 70 minute goals on Twitter, this, that and the other. You do it and you get stick. That's the trouble. It's just full of people twittering who want to have a go. Actually, when you do read through it, how many people offer any use whatsoever? They just seem content on sitting there waiting to have a dig at whatever it may be. So that's sort of, somebody asked me why they stopped the half-time ones and the 70 minute, and that was why. Because I've just got a sort of zero strike policy. Now, the minute someone gives me shit, I just don't bother with them. I just think, what's the point? But I do appreciate, actually these pod bets have been really good over the last couple of months. And I do appreciate that some of you would like and benefit from them. So as I quieten down now, and it has got a bit quieter this week, I had a bad day yesterday, but it has got a bit quieter, I will look to formalise the whole area. I don't want to become a tipster, but the info I do is good. I'm not going to pretend that it isn't. There's some good stuff in here. I'm more than happy to share some of it with you. It's just getting it in a standard that, one, I can get it out consistently every day and try and get it out on time, before games are kicking off, and two, without the old trolls and idiots who've got fuck all better to do in their lives but sit and dig other people out. It's just a sad society we live in, unfortunately. It's just the way of the world, no matter what you're in. But I will have a look at that. You know, I'd rather be positive and try and help you all than be negative. So I'm going to look at how I do it. I'm going to speak to Dave over this week and see if we can just get it out in a format that is more beneficial. A bit like Chrissy's bits, where I just post them and that's it. And then do the results at the end of the month. So I'm going to have a look at how we do it. And because there's bits that I've not given you, which have been really good. Again, just because either I don't get them out on the podcast, and if I put them on Twitter, you just, you know, you open yourself up to abuse, and I just don't have time for it. I just do not have time for that sort of bollocks. If you've got something useful to say and help, then do. Otherwise, shut the fuck up is my sort of opinion on things. Watched a good movie late last night, which I really enjoyed, and it's got some cracking use of the English language in it. The Gentleman. My boy and his girlfriend put it on about 10 o'clock last night, and I sat and watched it with them. Really enjoyed it. Just loved some of the colourfulness of the language. It was right up my street. Very amusing. Good movie. Right, I've given you that for today. Racing I will sort out. I had something else and I just cannot remember what it was. Useless. Oh, happy anniversary to Kevin Kelly and Kelly Kelly. I don't even know what that is. You're doing a day they're off to some haunted thing. What is all that about? Take her out for a nice meal. Roses, wine, dine, nice bit of steak, bit of red wine. Wear blue and white, none of that claret stuff. No, have a lovely day, guys. 22 years is not to be sniffed at. Fantastic. So happy anniversary to the Kellys. I think that's it. There is something else, but I can't remember it. So, oh, Sevilla won, didn't they? Told you Sevilla would win. I've told you that. Nobody believed me. Had a couple of saying Inter would win. But Sevilla won. And what's the other one? What was the other one? Oh, no, that's tomorrow, the Champions League final, isn't it? Tomorrow night when Paris beat Bayern. Yeah, I've got nothing else. That's it, I think. I think I'm done. I have got something, but I can't remember it. So that's an absolute waste of time. Right, have a lovely Saturday. Enjoy your weekend. I've got a bit of ironing to do, a bit of football to do. So I'm not going to move out. I'm trying as well, guys, not to answer email at weekend. I just need to get a break from it. It drives, I'm not going to lie, it has driven me bananas. But I think we've answered pretty much most of the queries and things. I do try and look out for stuff if people haven't got access, etc., and fix that. But other than that, anything else, I will wait till next week. Right, have a lovely Saturday. I'm gone. I am gone. I will see you all or speak to you all tomorrow.